Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Brought to you by Sky. Watch season 3 of fantasy drama Britannia, coming soon, exclusively on Sky.
Today FM.
And you said that was all wobbly, Mary.
That's right, Joe.
Go on.
Legs everywhere, not.
And what was the problem, Mary?
The bloke on the phone said.
Go on.
He turned around and he said.
How do you know he turned around if he was on the phone, Mary?
The acoustics changed.
Go on, go on.
He turned around and he says, do you know what you need?
What does he say, Mary?
A screw. A good screw.
Thanks, Mary. And we're getting hundreds of calls from people having similar difficulties putting stuff together from IKEA. Sil Fox, meanwhile, is on fire. How are you, Sil?
How are you, Joe? Listen to this one. This is an absolute belter.
Go on, Sil.
Yeah, Joe, why didn't IKEA make a wooden car?
I don't know. Go on, Sil.
Because I wouldn't walk.
I can tell you, it's absolute pandemonium we hear on the M50. The M50's been thrown into bedlam by the opening of IKEA now, which means the M50 is like a scene from the Bible. Thousands of people marooned and motionless are stranded in the middle of the side of the road. Mole, good afternoon to you.
Hiya, Joe, yeah.
How bad is the M50?
Well, Joe, I'd say
in
that
Old Testament terms, Noel, the plague of locusts was 8.5 out of 10 and the biblical deluge was 9 out of 10. How bad is the M50 today, Noel?
Joe, it's moving along quite nicely now, to be honest.
Noel, we heard stories of scenes more reminiscent of World War I at the Ballymun exit, Noel.
Well, not really, Joe. It's lighter than usual, actually, Joe, so because of the holidays, I suppose.
Lighter than usual.
Lighter than usual.
And you believe, Noel, that kind of comment is helpful in generating the hysteria that this programme has made its name and reputation whipping up in the past. Good afternoon to you, Noel. But still, hundreds of people have been contacting us, telling us to avoid IKEA at all costs. Harvey,
forget the M50, Joe. Forget IKEA and get up to the Airside Retail Park in Swords. Hurry.
Come on.
Beds, duvets, electrical carpets, frozen curtains. Our sales executives are standing by waiting to negotiate. But hurry.
But still more stories, horrifying stories in nature of people who have been reluctantly up to IKEA. Bill, good afternoon to you.
Hiya, Joe.
Your nightmare IKEA story, please, Bill.
Well, I don't know if nightmare is the right word.
Well, my screen says it's a nightmare, Bill. Go on, I'll be the decider of that.
Well, I went in, Joe, and
You went in. How did you go in, Bill? Did you fly in? Did you teleport yourself? How did you go in?
I walked.
You walked in?
Yes, I walked in. And
Slow it down, Bill, to squeeze the last bit of dramatic juice out of the innocuous Swedish furniture retailer.
I walked in, Joe.
You walked in where, Bill?
To IKEA. And
to IKEA. Yeah. Go on, Bill. Go on. Who are you with, Bill?
Oh, well, I went on my own, Joe, because, you see, I wanted to get this.
So you were unaccompanied. Is that what you're saying, Bill?
Yes. Well, I went.
What happened then?
The shop assistant came over and...
So you were approached. You were approached.
Well, I suppose you could say that.
By a total stranger.
What
was he like?
Well, he was your average IKEA employee, Joe. I mean, the thing about him was...
So he was a bit wooden then, was he, Bill?
Right, yeah. And, well...
How far was he standing from you, Bill?
I don't know, about a foot.
So within striking distance?
Sorry?
Close enough to do you irreparable physical damage if he wanted to do so.
No. He was showing me this shelf and...
He was showing you a shelf. Did you feel threatened?
By the shelf?
By the man wielding the shelf?
I'm not with you, Joe. No, he was trying to
Bill, you are standing unaccompanied and you are standing in the middle of a warehouse in Ballymun with a potentially malevolent stranger brandishing a wooden shelf inches from your person. The blood must have been coursing through your veins, Bill.
Well, I was quite excited. There was a good deal available on
these. So fight or flight, Bill.
Fight or flight? Sorry, Joe, I mean...
What did he do with the shelf, Bill?
I didn't bother going for the shelves in the end. I got a couple of jugs instead, so... But I was...
So you're saying that these psychopaths in Ballymun, while conducting a reign of terror with a vast array of wooden weapons, they are doing so not only there, but under the influence of narcotics, Bill?
What narcotics, Joe? What are you
talking... You just said he was selling you drugs.
Jugs, Joe, jugs. Jugs. His name was Marcus. He was not a psychopath. He was the most helpful shop assistant I've ever met, and we parted amiably.
I give up. You're no fun at all today. Good afternoon to the whole bleeding lot of you.